Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I saw the news clip, and just congratulations. I mean, it's just awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You feel that, or are you just so used to it, like, here we go again?
You know, it's interesting. It's a little bit of a different year because this thing has taken on a whole life of its own, to be honest with you. I have to admit, I didn't do such a great job leading up to everything, primarily because I've been focusing on, you know, some family stuff and then also on my business. But, you know, people were reaching out to me to volunteer. The borough president's office reached out. You know, there was a bunch of things that were around that were kind of like, you know, I guess I'm reaping the benefit of all the hard work I put up to this point in time.
Yeah, no, I heard your Motivation Monday. You sound like George Clooney getting an Oscar or something. I mean, you thank everybody. It was nice.
It's true, though.
All right, listen. I picked up some things.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the empath in you has to be squashed a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say this is going to be really, really, really good for you. Like, I feel like this transition is very powerful. And I think that you're going to understand what I'm saying, but I'm curious. Looking at that Motivation Monday, and I love that because it's really good, but also it gives me good insight, you know, just to
mm-hmm.
what's going on in your head.
Right.
So is there anything that you think you did that I would almost call a cardinal sin in trying to get people to train with you and pay your price?
You know, and it's interesting because part of it was I don't know. I don't know because
it's okay. Language, as you know, is very revealing. So I've really become a student of what people say and what you mean. And, man, you are such a good guy, Tony, and that comes through. But it's almost like the interior doesn't match the exterior. You know, because, like, you're a big athletic guy, and you got a toughness about you and a seriousness about you. And there's, like, this very soft spot inside where you're just, like, the nice guy, and you don't want to step on anything or anybody. And you're going too far in that direction. And it's almost like it's almost uncomfortable for me to watch, not because it's bad. Just because I
mm-hmm.
go, ah, he's missing it again. You know,
mm-hmm.
there it is again. So one thing I picked up, and I remember the exact words, is you're a little bit apologetic, not majorly, but there's something you say, and I remember exactly what it was, that is a little bit like, you know, if you need me, but really most people don't. But I think the weakness was you're trying to justify your price or your value as motivation. What you're really
okay.
saying is, pay me money, because if you don't, you're not going to stick to it.
Hmm.
So in other words, I'm going to just break that down. What you're saying is you have all the knowledge you need because I've given it to you. You have everything you need. The only real problem here is you're just a lazy shit like everyone else, and you don't stick to things. So if you pay me money, I'll force you to stick to the thing, right? Because even I need a coach, you know, because I'm human. I don't stick to things either. So I have my coach, and
right.
I'll be your coach. Okay, so if the question is, would I pay anybody $6,000 to motivate me to do what I know how to do, the answer is absolutely no way in the world, no matter what, even if I had $600 million in the bank.
Right.
So your whole pitch is just completely off the mark. You're just missing the mark totally.
Okay.
Can you see that now that I pointed it out?
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, so you got to get out of that mindset because that's typical of a personal trainer, and you're not just a typical personal trainer. You got to get out of that mindset that your job is to motivate people.
Got it.
Your job is to change them. And you know what, Tony? Lots of them can't change without you because they don't know what you know. They don't have what you know. And I think with an audience like that, the most powerful line you can use is, I'm sure your doctor didn't tell you, because look at the market. These are people who either have had major symptoms and just didn't bother to go to the doctor because their family's that way, their neighbors are that way, or they've been told. You know, they've been told, you have high blood pressure, here's a medicine. Right? Your blood sugar's high, you have pre-diabetes, here's a medicine. So when you say, here's what your doctor told you and here's what your doctor didn't tell you, it's almost like you're the prophet coming down from the mountain. You know, they're going, oh, my, how did you know that? That's exactly what my doctor did. And if you can get comfortable with that presentation, they will line up to train with you.
I can receive that. You know, because I didn't qualify, and I was really conscious of this during the presentation. I didn't try to qualify it. I said, and again, I was kind of shooting at the hip, too, because as of Thursday, I didn't know what I was going to do, so I didn't really prepare the presentation in that respect. Actually, I didn't really prepare the presentation that much at all. because I felt like I was, you know, just speaking what is, so it wasn't going to be that big of a deal. So I said, there are going to be some of you who are going to need my help, who are going to want my assistance, and here's my rate sheet to work with me. And I even said, don't take it out now because I didn't want to go
That's
over
fine.
It. But I will be available for those who want to work directly with me because there'll be some of you
right.
who
See,
have
metabolic Let me stop
condition.
You there. Let me stop you there. Mm-hmm. That is so weak. It's typical. It's not terrible. It's just
right.
weak. I will be mm-hmm. available for those who want to work with me. So that means if you don't want to work with me, don't bother. They don't know why they need to work with you. See,
gotcha.
That's what you got to give them. So you almost, I mean, if we could take the words that I think you should say and turn them into, like, what's going on in their head, it
mm-hmm.
should be, look at you. And that's not what you're going to say, right? But look at you. Look in the mirror. Doesn't that mirror make you uncomfortable? Because you
mm-hmm.
know on the inside you're someone different. But here's what
right.
happened. You got fucked. You got fucked because you were eating in a way that made you fat. And when you
right.
went to your doctor, all your doctor did was put you on drugs. And you know what? Your doctor never taught you how to get back to who you really are. You know why? Because half the doctors don't know, and the other half doctors don't have the heart to tell you. I'm the guy, not only who's going to tell you, I'm the guy who's going to change it with you. You know, here's what you don't know. It's all about balance. Nobody ever told you that before. Exercise is fantastic. It's what I do for a living. But you know what? You could exercise every single day, and you can be the fat person who exercises. But if you start to understand some very simple things about recovery, about hormonal rebalancing, about circadian nutrition, you gain control of your metabolism in your life once and for all. So those people who go through the 10-week slim down, man, you're going to love it. You're going to feel good. You're going to lose some weight, and hopefully it'll turn into a different lifestyle. But for those who really want to get back to who they really are, for those who really want to make a real change from the inside out, I'm telling you this. I have 3 openings, and they're going to fill up. So if you're serious about it, if you're really serious about it, then it's your obligation to yourself to give me a call. Otherwise, I'll see you here next year, and that's fine. If you really want to make that change, if you really want to feel great, and I don't mean just feel great about who you are now, I mean feel great, then nobody ever taught you what you need to do. I can give you all the foundational stuff free, but I can't, in a group like this, take you by the hand and show you the changes you need to make. And when you understand, number one, how different it is than what you thought, and number two, how simple it is, you're going to be blown away. And look now at the next 10 years and ask yourself the question, is it worth it? So for those of you who say yes, give me a call because I only have 3 openings. You know, if you can convey that, and again, not in those words, I don't want you to go look at you, you know, but that's what they should hear from you. It's
right.
very different than I'm available if you want.
Got it.
And that's what's going to make you really stand out. Like that, that's what you're missing. And I think it's hard for you now because you don't want to be the pushy guy. But how else do you become the rescuer? You know, it's not being the pushy guy. It's the guy holding the preserver going, here, you got to grab it. I can't do anymore. I'm holding this for you. You got to grab it.
Right. Right. Well, I mean,
for anybody who may be listening to the call, Tony has now dropped off. So I will sing a song about the sun. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is turned into helium at temperatures of millions or thousands of degrees. Thousands? I think thousands. Temperatures of thousands of degrees is my favorite part. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not... He's back.
Hey, Phil, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I thought I offended you.
I would have said, fuck you, first and hung up. But no.
I thought you said it after you hung up.
But I was, I'm not afraid of being, you know, what could be referred to as being a pitch person. But I just got to be honest. Within the context of this here, I'm just not sure how to do it. And that's one of the reasons I'm not discouraged or disheartened, because, again, I'm looking for exactly what you just provided. Was, okay, what different approach do I have to make? What do I have to take? Because, I mean, I remember when you started this fire program and you asked, you know, who's angry? And
right.
I'm not an angry person, which I had to separate from. I'm not an angry person. But am I angry at someone saying, oh, that sounds good. I'll go to Zumba class. To be put
no.
in that category, yeah, it pisses me off, for sure. And
that's not where the anger should be placed. The anger is the fact that all of these people, despite all of your effort and energy, are going to fail. That should make you angry. And you know what? Theoretically, you can't rescue everyone by yourself, but you could take those who are willing to grab the rope and really walk them forward. And over time, it'll radiate outward, you know, and you'll
right.
get more, and they'll spread the word. That's what should make you angry. And, in fact, I don't see anything wrong with saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, I want to tell you, I'm elated and disgusted at the same time, and I want to tell you why. I'm elated because I had the opportunity to work with you. And I know if you follow this 10-week challenge, you're going to make a change. And that makes me feel good. But I'm disgusted because, honestly, I'm giving you all I can give you with the time that I have to share with this group. And I know what you need. And the fact is, if I'm going to give you back your life in the way that you want it, if I'm going to help you lose the 40, 80, 100 pounds, if I'm going to help you get off of those medications, then I need to work with you personally, and I can't work with you personally. And what disgusts me is all of the so-called authorities who are giving you information are either misinforming you or disinforming you. So when people say exercise and eat right, you know that, and that's why you're here, because you're making an effort to exercise and eat right. But you are metabolically maladapted. Now, what did I just say? I want to explain it to you. If you were fit 6 months ago, then eat right and exercise would be enough. But how many people here are on a medication for blood sugar? Raise your hand. Okay, so here's what I want to tell you. Something shifted. Something shifted in your body that will prevent you or resist the standard exercise and eat right from bringing you back. How many people feel like they are, and I'm going to give you a term that's a clinical term, but I just want to know if you feel you are this. How many people feel like they are weight loss resistant? Raise your hand. Yeah, so here's what I want to tell you. You are. And it's not by any fault of yours. It's because nobody ever showed you how to undo it. So I'll help you get the eat right and exercise part, but how do we get the readaptation of your metabolism? I need hours with you. I need time with you. I need to coach you. And for those people who are really ready to make that change, and I said I'm disgusted because I want to do this for all of you. I can't, but I can get you started. But for those people who are absolutely ready right now, without question, to make a change, you need to call me because I want to work with you all the way through. I want to get you there. I want you to see the changes. I want you to be ecstatic. I want your kids to hug you and go, oh, my God, I got my father back. I got my mother back, because that's what we see. And you know what? Your doctor never taught you to do that. Here's what your doctor said. Your blood sugar's high. Here's the medicine. Raise your hand if that's your story. You know, and watch the hands go up. That's where the anger should come from. Like, I have the ability to help you, but fuck, I can't do it for all of you. And I wish the rest of the world were helping you, but they're not. So, you know, step up. Be one of the one percenters here who are really going to make a difference in your life, because I'm ready for you. I'm waiting with open arms. I can't do it for you unless you step forward. So I think if any of this sounds right, I think this is why if I record it, you could go back and listen and turn it into Tony language, but don't weaken it. Don't apologize for it. You know, it's okay to be angry. You're not angry at them. You're angry on their behalf.
Right. I get. Now, the question I have is, I'm confused about what forum I need to put that in, because the next forums are going to be, well, Thursday at the First Fitness Surprise, which I'm not going to be doing. This is the first time ever I'm not going to be doing, which is kind of good, though. We've had a knee issue, so I may not be doing any of the classes at all, actually.
Okay, how does it decline over the 10 weeks? How does that happen? Like, what are the numbers, percentages?
You know, the first one is obviously the biggest one. And then, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we had 300 or 400 Thursday.
Okay. What do you anticipate for the next one?
Then it starts to dwindle down. I mean, like, after a while, we start to get, but I've seen the trend for the last couple of years. Once it dwindles down, it stays steady. So that number stays steady. It could be at 200. It could be at 175.
Still a good number.
What's that?
Still a good number.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a good number. We have over 150 minimal for each class. Maybe.
Okay, who will do that next class?
We have a kickboxing instructor that's going to do it.
And you're not doing it because?
Because I have a knee issue, so I just physically can't do it.
But you can be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I run the show. I'm definitely in charge.
Okay, so there it is. Show up, introduce it, and give you a little heartfelt talk, you know, about why you're elated and why you're so frustrated you want to scream. And make reference to everything that's real, like, you know, go, hey, guys, I'm guessing there are 200 people here today. You know what that means? 100 people missed. 100 people who were here didn't get the result. And it bothers me, and I'm not mad at them. I understand it. Because I understand that if you try and try and try and you don't get a result, you walk away. And it has far less to do with motivation than you think. You know what it has to do with? Changing the way you think, and changing the way you behave. And what I hate to tell you is what I'm giving you here is not enough. Now, that's not going to stop me, because what I'm giving you here is important. But in this 21st century, with the GMOs that are in the food you're eating, with the chemicals that are in the air, and with the people around you who really are misinformed and giving you combinations of advice, it's really hard. And you know what I want to do? I want to make it easy. And the only way it can become easy is to make those changes. So for those people who really, you're here right now, and you're really committed, maybe for the first time ever, to really make that change, I just want you to raise your hand. Just show me how many people are really committed. Okay, of those people, some of you will not be here at the next class. I know, statistically, that's the way it goes. And some will not be here in the next class. What I'm going to promise you is, if you're one of the three people who decide to work with me, not only will you be here, you will change in such a way that next year you will celebrate the fact that you showed up. And those are the kind of things that are going to make them feel like, whoa, he's talking to me. So, you know, this is off the top of my head only because it's heartfelt. This is the way I've learned to think. So nothing that I'm saying from me feels like a pitch. It really doesn't.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's genuine.
Right.
And I think you still have a little of the fear factor that, you know, you can say you don't, but when you get it, you're going to realize you did. You know, that's the smoke. You just feel like, oh, no, I'm going to become the pitch man. Like, well, you may say something and you're going to feel, you know, my daughter and her friends have a word now, cringy. Everything's cringy. That's their word. You know, he's so cringy. You know, you're going to feel like, oh, no, that's so cringy for me to say that. Until it becomes real. Until it becomes not a pitch, but really how you feel, and you're just expressing yourself.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is this, is that okay, there is some reservation. I have to admit that. There is some reservation. I'm not that much concerned about being felt as being, you know, pitchy, to use an American Idol term, being pitchy. But but I'm always a methodology person. Like, I want to know how to do it. And this call has helped to clarify that for me. Because, again, I was utilizing what I felt I had available to me based upon what was said. I didn't want to, you know, harp on it. I didn't want to stop the program because I didn't think that would be appropriate. But, you know, could I have done a better job? Yeah, but it's my first time out doing that too. So, you know, I have to acknowledge what it is. But I'll do it differently.
Yeah, Tony, I hope you don't feel like I'm beating you up. I'm excited for you. How long have I said to you, I see your potential, and you keep falling short, and I know what you're capable of, you know, because you're articulate, you're motivating, you're all the things, but you just stop yourself. And, you know, if you were your own coach, you would coach yourself in a way that's much stronger than you allow yourself to behave. You would go, Tony, come on, you know, say the thing, be the thing, but you stop yourself. And it is
right.
Because of that very nice guy inside, you know, which you know. So
right.
you're going to be the nice guy, but you're going to be the nice guy who has greater impact and makes a difference. And you're still doing what you promised. Everyone else is getting you for free.
Yeah. I receive that.
The methodology is Nivaka. And if you're, you know, if you know it, it's here. So the need is where you start. Right? You start by talking about the need. And if you have them in a group, questions are always good. Right? So I like the question of when you picture yourself, everybody close your eyes, when you picture yourself, if you were to stand in front of the mirror and you picture your best self and then you open your eyes, how many people, honestly, are going to feel a little disappointed when you see yourself in the mirror? Raise your hand. You know, and because right then what they've said is, I'm not who I'm supposed to be. I don't feel good about myself.
Right.
So the need really is, I want to feel good about myself. I feel like shit. Like, this is what they're not saying to you, but this is the truth. They showed up because they feel like shit. The other thing is, I even watched the guy who, you know, became the personal trainer, and it's great. It's really great. But there's also a resignation there because he's apologetic. Because obviously I don't train bodybuilders, you know, look at me. So
right. There's
this kind of belief that I'm not really comfortable with who I am physically, but it's the best I can get. And it's
right. Not.
I'm not saying the guy can be a bodybuilder, but when you operate from a belief system, you're limited in what you can do for other people. So
right. Even
that has the opportunity to learn some things to be better, you know?
Right.
So I think the need is you want to feel good about yourself or your life is going to suck. And you've got to get them to acknowledge that just by raising their hand or nodding their head. That's it, because you have a big group. If you can get one or two people just to go, somebody tell me honestly, why you're here. You know, not to lose weight. You know, we're all here to lose weight. Not to get fit. Everybody says that. But really, why you're here. And you'll get like one or two heartfelt things where somebody just in that statement will tear it up. So now you got the need. The ammunition is what you already know. You know, hey, I've looked at the statistics. 82% of you have either high blood pressure or high blood sugar. Now, I want to tell you something really unfortunate. That's a snapshot of our population. And if you want to be in the masses of people who live their life unwell, that's your option. But I'm going to tell you this. You have another option. And then it's the vehicle phase. You know, let me tell you what I can do for you. Then the alternatives are, if you want to come back next year, I would be happy to have you with open arms. But what I would love is if you either come back next year and stand on the stage and tell your story, or you don't come back next year because you don't need to. You know, that's your choice right now. So you're already here. You're standing at the crossroads. So I want everybody to take a minute, close your eyes, and think about what would life be like 6 months from now if you made the changes that would really bring about the improvement you're wishing for. You know, this is the process. So you have the methodology, you've just got to apply it here. And you got to get comfortable with it emotionally. You just got to lock in and go, this is what I do. I'm saying what I mean. This is my truth. I'm speaking my truth. Good?
I get it. Good. I'm going to need to listen back to this again.
Okay. And I would, are you okay with me posting it for the group?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I'll post it, I'll send you the link, and that way anybody can listen and give you feedback. But what I would do is I would practice it. I would talk to your wife. No, maybe not. She'll get offended if somebody say, look at yourself.
Yeah, well.
No, but I would talk to the mirror. I would talk to the chair. You know, I would do a few recordings of it and just you got to get to a place that it's not a script, but that it really is you speaking your truth in a way that's forceful and compelling.
Right.
Good?
I get it. I get it. Like, thank
all
you.
Tony, I'm at the gym, so I'm glad I got a chance to catch you this morning. Okay? You're
awesome.
Going to do great with it. I'm looking forward to you really killing it this year in the best
awesome.
Way possible. All right,
awesome.
Talk to you later.
Thank you for your time, Phil. Bye-bye.
How are you? How's it? How you feeling? The medicine is kicking in.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Well, stuff, more stuff coming, so I don't know what's going to be.
Right.
But I'm even a bunch of.
Okay.
I just got to, you know, my muscles are weak because I'm tired all the time.
Right.
That's
right.
What it does.
Right.
But, well, there we go. See what you got.
Let's have a seat. I know
we'll
save more than enough time for exercise as well.